From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Libya's political transition gets strong UN backing. The Security Council has unanimously backed the new Libyan unity government. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days, while also making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the UK UN ambassador.
The international community has today declared our united support for the Libyan political agreement that was signed last week in Skhirat in Morocco, and we've spoken with one voice in support of a government of national accord of Libya based in Tripoli, and which the signatories of the agreement pledged to create.
Libya's UN ambassador told the Associated Press he'd like to see the UN ease its arms embargo against his country so it can defend itself against Islamic State militants. Libya has been in chaos for the 4 years since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. It currently has rival administrations, one in Tripoli and an internationally recognized government in the east. Human Rights Watch charges the Nigerian army has killed hundreds of Shia Muslims in raids in the northern city of Zaria early this month. Daniel Bekele is the group's Africa director.
We have talked to witnesses from the area, and we have talked to local authorities, and we have compiled the numbers from the hospitals as well, and we have found that at least 300 people have been killed in this military attack.
Violence erupted December 12 when members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria blocked an army convoy carrying the army chief of staff. The army says the group attacked the convoy and tried to assassinate the general. The government has launched an investigation. The group's leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki, remains in military custody. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops